Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klal Samachay Simon Gimel, and we left off discussing the bracha, saying the bracha Baruch Patronim Yoshes Hazeh. Can one do so? And we brought the approach of the Marshal. What the issue over here is saying a bracha which is not mentioned in the Gemara. What does one have a right to do so? And the Marshal made this pshara that the Gaonim can be misakan a bracha if there's a source for it in Chazal other than the Gemara, for example, Medrash. In other words, Chazal do not introduce their takanas of things that one is supposed to say in the Medrash. So if the only source is the Medrash, that would indicate that that is not halacha l'maisa, and we do not say such a bracha. So we cannot make a bracha based on the Medrash. However, the Gaonim can come along and say, since Chazal obviously had some interest in such a bracha, Horaya, they mentioned it in the Medrash, we can use that as a source to be misakin, and the Gaonim can misakin such a bracha. However, to be misakin a bracha which is not mentioned at all in Chazal, the Gaonim should not do. They should not introduce brachas post to the Gemara. So that would address the Parsha Bidrani, which is mentioned in the Medrash and Parshas told us. However, it does not address the bracha of Hanusen Yav Kerech, which many people say in the morning. And why are we saying that bracha? So the Kanas HaGarim is not mentioned in the Gemara. So one version is possibly that maybe there was a version of the Gemara which had such a thing. It's a theory. We don't know that. The Shulchan Aruch says not to say it in Simen Mem Vav, or Chaim Simen Mem Vav, Sif Vav. The Shulchan Aruch says not to say the bracha of Hanusen Yav Kerech. And the Ramos says that our minhag is to say it. The Magen Avraham brings that the Shulchan Aruch, Soif Yamov, changed his opinion. He brings that from the Knesset Gedola, that the Shulchan Aruch, we have a Masorah, that the Shulchan Aruch changed his opinion and said one could say this bracha. Now the Beis Yosef says, how can you do it? It's a kind of, you can't make a bracha which is not mentioned in Chazal. So how can we explain this Shulchan Aruch? So the Taz there, in Simen and Vav, the Taz says there's a concept known as Minig overrides Halacha, Minig Oikir Halacha, it's Yerushalmi. Now, what does that mean, Minig Zarkar Halacha? I have a Minig to Michal Shabbos, I can go connect to Halacha? Obviously not so. So many understand that the Yerushalmi is specifically talking about in the area of Dinei Mamonos, where there are many times it depends on a contract. So even though there's a standard Halacha, if there's a standard Minig in the community, people understand what you meant. It is as if you spoke out a contract. You spoke it out by Dinei Mamonos, that works. So that would be one understanding. But the Gra over here and mentions this Yerushalmi in this context. So apparently we are not understanding that there's an Isser to make another bracha. That the Chayyadim says it's not really a real Sisa. Elamai what? There's the idea of the making of the Kana Post Gemara, who gave us the power to do so. But once that's become the established minhag of Klai, so to say such a bracha, it's not wrong to say it. The minhag will allow this bracha to stand. So maybe we shouldn't have done this, but once it is done, it's become part of the minhag of Klai, so this bracha should stand. And therefore the bracha of Hanesen Liyav Kayach, one can say. The opinion of the Gra himself is somewhat murky. The Bir Gra seems to support very strongly one can say this, and he quotes this Yerushalmi. He quotes it over here, and he quotes it by Baruch Shem Petrani. He quotes it in regards to the bracha of Hanotzen Yav Kayach. But in the Sefer Toises, Maisa Rav, which is Hanhagas of the Gra, they quote that the Gra did not say it B'Shem HaMalchus in the morning. However, in Rosh Sternberg Sefer, on the Hilchos HaGra Hanhagav, which is a expansion of the Maisa Rav, he brings that it seems to be that the opinion of the Gra was, like he said in the Bir Gra, that one could and should say the bracha of Hanusen Yav Kerech. This also would explain the bracha of Sheret Sani Kirt Sainoi. And the Gra also said the bracha of Makadesh Eshim Chomer Rabim, as opposed to the Nusach Svar, who does not say Baruch Atah Hashem, they just say Baruch Makadesh Shmo Barabim. The Ashkenazim say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Hashim Chor Mekadesh Shmo Barabim. Two versions of it, but they do say the Shem Hashem in that situation. So that would explain those brachas. Now, why don't we say the bracha of Magbi Ashvalim and the bracha of Semech Noiflim? Because the Minig never came to say them. Whatever reason, the Minig did not become to say them. But once the Minig is not to say them, therefore the And therefore, that explains, the Taz says, why we don't say that. It was also explained, the Shulchan Aruch himself, one more point, the Shulchan Aruch himself, we will see in the upcoming Shurim, has a bracha that one does say, which is based on a Bahag, it's post to Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch says to say it, in Eben Ezer, Simen Samach Gimel, even though the Shulchan Aruch over here says not to say the bracha of Anos and Liav Kayach, or the bracha of Baruch Shapitrani. Have a good day.